Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is K. Jamal Jones. Welcome to another episode of The Empire Within. Today's topic, optimistically desperate. Listen, one thing that I do know is that in order to make it in any endeavor, no matter what your field, no matter your age, no matter where you're from, in order to make it, in order to get to the top, in order to be successful, you know, there must be a level of dogged determination. You must be steadfast, immovable, and you have to put the blinders on to get to a level of success. So today's topic, optimistically desperate. I was thinking about what does it mean to be successful, right? Like, how do you become successful? How do you get it done? How do you put yourself in a space where you make this thing happen? And the only thing I could think about is, like, new rappers. You know, if you look at hip-hop, there's always the rapper who has no chains, kind of dingy, you know, not really talking about bling or materials. They're just talking about the struggle. They're talking about what they had to overcome. They're talking about what they had to endure. And the focus is on making it out. The focus is on by any means necessary. So you think about 50 Cent, for instance, you know, his debut album, Get Rich or Die Trying. You know, a lot of people had, you know, things to say about the title of his album, Get Rich or Die Trying. So what does that mean? You're going to do anything to get rich? You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to hurt somebody? Are you willing to inflict pain or harm on someone to get to where you want to go? And the reality of it is that for 50 Cent's life, for where he came from, you know his backstory. This dude got shot 9 times, right? So, quite honestly, his personal situation deemed him to have to do whatever it took to be successful. He literally made it up in his mind that he was going to get rich or he was going to die trying to become something better than what he was because his life was on the line. Somebody actually tried to take his life with multiple shots. And that's only one time that we know about. You know, we don't even know about all the other times that he had to endure to even get to that point. You know what I'm saying? So when we talk about optimistic desperation, why do I say optimistic? Like, why didn't I just say, you know, desperation? When you hear the word desperation, you know, alone, it kind of seems like there's no hope. There's no other opportunity. There's no avenues. And nobody likes an individual that's desperate. Nobody likes an individual that is in need. Nobody likes an individual that comes off as begging for something, right? But when you put the word optimistic desperation with it, it says that even though my situation is the way that it is now, even though I'm not where I want to be, I'm optimistically desperate to the point where I'm going to do whatever I need to do to be successful. Now, for me, when I think about optimistic desperation, it doesn't put me in a space of harming somebody or having to do someone wrong or having to lie, cheat, or steal for me to be successful. When I think optimistic desperation, I'm thinking, you know, I tried all these different ways. None of these ways worked. I've asked for help. The help that I asked for didn't come through. You know, I made a request to get some guidance on how to do certain things. And the guidance that I asked for wasn't helpful. It didn't do anything for me. It didn't advance me. It didn't put me in a space where I was able to get ahead. But my optimism is so high that I refuse to allow my current circumstance to put me in a space to make me believe, to make me surrender, to make me feel as if I'm not going to make it. So my optimism helps me. My optimism keeps me. My optimism allows me to focus. My optimism allows me to hone in. My optimism gives me an opportunity to see that no matter what, no matter how the situation may paint itself, I'm going to continue to persist. I'm going to continue to move forward. I am going to continue to do whatever it is I need to do to make it. And when you get to that point of optimism, there's nothing and there's no one and there's no entity and there's no thing that can stop you, because your mind is already made up. The bar is already set. The thermostat, like I talked about in the previous episode, is something that I can control. So once I control my thermostat, I already know the temperature has to go where I set it to go. I already know my success is inevitable. And because my success is inevitable, guess what? The things that I'm going through right now on the road to making it don't matter, because all those things are just part of the journey. So when I'm struggling and when things don't seem to be working out in my favor and when they paint themselves as if it's not going to happen, guess what? I'm looking at it from a different lens because I recognize and I understand that all of this is part of my journey. So when we talk about the three A's to success, we understand that adversity, adjustment, achievement is all part of my process. Everything that I go through, the adversity that I go through, the struggles that I have, I'm using that as fuel. I'm making the necessary adjustments. Whatever it is I need to do, I'm making those adjustments. And I'm inevitably standing on the platform of achievement. Now, like I always tell you guys, when we get to the platform of achievement, yes, you can celebrate for a little while, but don't stay there, because when you're on this journey to success, guess what? It's always going to be another level of adversity. But now you can use the previous platform of success as a foundation to your next goals. You know what I'm saying? So we must be optimistically desperate as it pertains to reaching our goals. We must be optimistically desperate as it pertains to getting our success to where we want it to be. You know, I encourage each and every one of you out there today to know and to understand that you are your only distraction. You are your only determining factor. And when once you understand that, you can approach life in a different manner. Am I saying that you didn't have individuals that tried to put roadblocks in your way? I'm not saying that. We all know that we've had individuals that we come across that have tried to do things to prevent us from getting to the next level. But we must always be optimistically desperate in our approach to know and to understand that we are the captains of our ships. We are the masters of our fate. And as long as we know that and we continue to persist, regardless to the circumstances, regardless to how it may seem, to how it may look, to how it may present itself, it is inevitable that you will be successful. But you must maintain a level of optimistic desperateness. I don't even know if desperateness is a word, but y'all know what I'm saying. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everyone who subscribes to The Empire Within. We're grateful for the support from Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all places where podcasts are held. We're grateful for the support from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm also grateful for the platform of YouTube. I have over 200 videos on YouTube. All you have to do is type in my name, Kenyon Jones. That's K-E-N-Y-O-N Jones. And all those videos will pop up. My mission is to empower, encourage, inspire, and educate you to being the best you that you want to be. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your continued financial support. And God bless.